Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
It's Around the House.
Time originally, way back in the day when I put it in originally, and I just kept seeing all these projects that we were installing that have this amazing outdoor lighting and what it can do for a project. And I went back in afterward and I added lighting down the road. And was I able to do that? Yes, one of the beauties of pavers, for example, in a project like ours is you can add to it, make adjustments to it in some ways over time, like I was able to with lighting. But I'll tell you, Eric, after I did that, the impact the lighting had on the project was so tremendous for me. And not only when I was out there, but now I'm even inside just looking out and, oh man, how cool does that look with something like lighting? So yes, I learned the hard way in my situation, and I like to tell people, let's think about everything on the front end, including something.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is a lot to know, but we've got you covered. This is Around the House.
Welcome to the Around the House show, the next generation of home improvement, where we can help you with your design, DIY, or construction project and help you get the right information where you can do that project right the first time. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining us today. To find out more about this show, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. And if you need help with your next home improvement project or whatever you're trying to tackle, give us a call on our home improvement helpline. That number is 833-239-4144. That number again is 833-239-4144. Springtime, people are out there trying to tackle those outdoor projects. And something I think sometimes there's some of the most misunderstood projects out there. We've got Aaron from System Pavers. Welcome to Around the House, brother.
Excellent. Thank you for having me, Eric. Very happy to be here.
Man, this is great. You guys are nationwide, it seems, on doing these outdoor projects. I know your brand is System Pavers, but you tackle the whole front and backyards of a house.
That is absolutely correct. What's funny, when I started with System Pavers, geez, about 16 years ago at this point, that's what it was. It was pretty much just pavers. That walkway, that driveway, the walkway went to a rectangle patio in the backyard, and it is just so much more now. It has really transformed into that true outdoor living, right? Where it's not just the pavers. It's so many other outdoor living elements that we can incorporate, of course, everything from a pergola to built-in barbecues and fireplaces and fire pits, the outdoor lighting and synthetic turf. There's so many things that we can do. And it's really a transformation from just a patio to a complete outdoor living oasis.
Man, I was at the National Hardware Show about a week and a half ago down in Las Vegas, taking a look around. And if somebody thinks that outdoor living is gone, there were about 100 different companies out there of different barbecues, heaters, fireplaces, outdoor living accessories. And if you looked at a part of a scale, you'd go, man, if I walked into a hardware store, home improvement store, this would be half of the store compared to what they had there. So it is big, and there's some great innovations coming out there as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think we've seen things shift over the years as well. Back in 2020 was a big one, right? When people couldn't spend as much time indoor gathering with friends and family, so it became an outdoor situation. Now, the trend towards outdoor living was already happening at that time, but I just think that was a huge boost in that outdoor living world. And now people want to be able to have a lot of the features and comforts of indoors, but have that on the outside of their home. And not only just everything that offers from an entertainment and an enjoyment standpoint, but what it can quite frankly do to increase the value of your home, increase the square footage. You now have all this entertainment space and places to spend time on the outdoors of your home as well.
When you think about it right now, we went through COVID, got through that. Now in today's market out there, we see interest rates have more than doubled for some people out there. So maybe they were planning on, okay, kids are going to be at this age, we're going to double our square footage at this year. And now we're getting into 2024 and they're still high. So those people many of them are going, I can't really afford to go buy that next house with double the rate on interest. So we better fix up what we got so we can get that extra square footage. And outdoor living is the cheapest square footage you can add to the house.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And so people are doing it that way. People are also thinking maybe I was going to take that vacation and the cost of doing something like that can be astronomical. So how about a staycation, right? Where you can just keep that vacation feel alive, but right in your backyard.
Man, no kidding. And let's go back to what you guys started with pavers. I think it is one of the most misunderstood DIY projects when it comes to outside, because so many people go, oh, yeah, I'm just going to level it out. I'm going to throw some blocks for my home center on the ground. And then they wonder why a month later, everything's all wonky.
Yeah, that's very true. Unfortunately, we hear those stories too often, and it's fun to come in and rescue somebody from that situation. One of the best things that I ever did myself was when I put my paver project and my outdoor living project in is I jumped in with the crew and I worked alongside them for a week and gained an entire new appreciation as to what a project like that really entails. And it is, quite frankly, it's backbreaking work to do it right. And that's such a big, important piece of the puzzle is with a project like this, it's got to be done right. And I think there is a misunderstanding about it. People think that maybe you can just level out some sand and get some pavers on the ground and maybe put up some 2x4s on the side and hold it together. And that is not a recipe for longevity in any way. When it comes to a project like this, it is the base. Building it from truly the ground up is what is so important on a project like this. And a huge piece of the puzzle is eliminating so much of those native soils that are underneath a project. Because really, without doing that, you're just leaving yourself susceptible to so much shifting and movement that, again, a project like this isn't going to last. So just to add some perspective and area like our Colorado location, for example, the soils around the area can be super poor and a lot of clay, a lot of bentonite in the soil. We're removing, depending whether pedestrian or vehicular, we're moving 8 inches to nearly a foot of that native soil underneath the project before we're building it back up. Such an important piece of the puzzle that people miss out on.
Yeah, it's really depending. And that's the problem, too, is so many people go, oh, I jumped on and I watched a YouTube video and that was my answer. And I'm like, yeah, but that was in Florida and that was your soil type and you're sitting there outside of Boston doing it and it's a completely different project just because of the different soil types and conditions, what Mother Nature is going to throw at it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Not only just those native soils, but then you got the other elements, right? Freeze thaw comes into play and then maybe just brutal heat in the summer or humidity in certain areas and again, freezing winters. So there's a lot of factors that come into play. You've got to build it right the first time.
Man, I've even seen some driveways and things that were done that were like, again, this is expert level stuff, but this is why you bring the experts in, is where you wanted the water to drain one way, but the slope on the patio driveway is going the other way. So you have a drainage plane below it that's kicking it one direction. And then you've got your base above that that's permanent. You're sloping the driveway the other direction. It's absolutely incredible some of the stuff you can do that's never seen in the finished product.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And that's a lot of that's underneath the project, right? Like you said, you don't see it, but it's such an important piece. Drainage, something that a lot of people wouldn't think of, especially on the DIY part of things. But it's such a huge aspect of what a great top-notch paver installer contractor is going to be looking at is where is that water going to go? We talk about the elements and how it can affect the project. Water is absolutely one of them as well. So whether it is channel drains, French drains, getting that drainage out to the swales, getting it away from the project, getting it away from your house are very important things. Last thing you want to do is build this great paver project and then have all the water going towards your house, affecting your foundation. Big piece of the puzzle. Let's get that water out of there.
Man, I've seen that. I had somebody, this is probably 7 or 8 years ago. I got called out to take a look at the project. I was helping out a foundation contractor and they had done a DIY patio. Didn't realize that they kicked that thing just slightly back towards the foundation when it all settled in. And they were taking a 12x14 area and dropping it right up against the foundation wall and couldn't figure out why they had water in their basement the next day.
Yeah, that's not a recipe for success, is it?
No, not at all. So it's crazy. And the other thing is the beauty right now of the different styles and patterns out there. It used to be, okay, you've got your half dozen or dozen patterns to go. And now with the different manufacturers and the colors and the patterns, you can do something that looks very traditional and something that looks very contemporary these days.
So true. And there's always evolving trends when it comes to the different shapes and colors and sizes and things in the industry and as to how a project like this can look. But so much of it comes down to personal preference in a way. And that's one of the beauties of...
You've been listening to our interview with Aaron Brundledge from System Pavers. Around the House, we'll be right back after these important messages. Don't go anywhere. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com. Caroline Bozowski, America's Healthy Home Expert, back in the house, and I hear you have a Healthy Home Summit coming up.
It's Caroline B, back with Eric G. Yes, we've got the My Healthy Home Summit, April 22nd through the 28th, Earth Week.
That is awesome. And what's the cost?
Free. It's completely free.
What?
Learn about your house, get all the information you need to make sure that your home is healthy and safe from all the best building professionals, educational experts, and Eric G's favorite, technology.
Woohoo! I love it. Where do they find out more information?
My Healthy Home Summit, and you'll get all the information you need.
For more information, click on the link below or find it in the show notes for your free offer. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
What's up? This is Sticks It In Ya.
And Satchel from Steel Panther. And you are listening to...
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
Welcome back to Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement, where we can help you with your design, DIY, or construction project. Help you get the right information where you can do it right the first time. To find out more about this show, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. And if you need help with that next project, give us a ring over at 833-239-4144. That number again is 833-239-4144. Now let's get back to our conversation with Aaron Brundledge from System Pavers.
A product like a paver where there are so many different options available that you can really find ones that fit exactly what you're looking for. Not only what you really love, but maybe what really complements, well, very importantly, what complements your home. Maybe it's the color of your home, the color of your roof, the surrounding area. There's so many different options out there, but I think that's a very important piece of the puzzle is what do you love? How do you plan on utilizing the area? Are you going to paint your house in a couple of years or change that roof? And you want to make sure that this is going to be a project that's going to it's going to last a lifetime for you and really be that perfect fit back there. And we talk about these emerging trends. You've probably seen some of these even tumbled products, right? So pavers, if you think about it, are relatively new in the big scheme of things to the United States. You go over to Europe and there are pavers everywhere. And they've been weathered and they've been tumbled and they've got this look to them, which can absolutely be emulated here. And people maybe who have seen that or spent time over there want to incorporate that into their project here and are able to do so with some of the products that are out there, which is great. But then maybe somebody wants that super sleek, more modern look. Also, a ton of options available there as well. So really, the possibilities are endless when it comes to pavers.
Yeah, you can make it look like an Italian stone road or an Italian contemporary mansion, depending on what house you visited, all with pavers, which is pretty trick.
So true. So true.
And then you get into that. And I think the biggest problem that I see with many homeowners out there that when I'm called in with questions and things, what do I do now, is the lack of planning of the complete project, right? Like they'll go in and go, I just put in all this new fence and new yard and new everything else. Now I think I want to put in a paver patio with a fireplace in the middle of it. And it's, you just made this so much harder. I always tell people, make sure and plan the entire project from start to dream finish so you can get the prep work done. Maybe you're not doing it today, but maybe you're running the gas line or the electrical. So you're not having to tear up the work that you did last year.
such an excellent point, and one that I was just touching on as well. I think that's such an important part of the process. And the process is not just the installation process of a project like this. It's the process from when you first start thinking about what am I doing out here? What do I want this to be like? What do I want it to look like? How, very importantly, how do I want to utilize the area? How am I going to entertain back here? Do I want to entertain large groups, smaller groups? What other kind of features do I want out here? As a kitchen guy, Eric, that's inside the home, the kitchen is a huge place for people to gather, right? And now people want to be able to do that on the outside of the home, and it takes a lot of planning. You're talking about things like running gas lines or water lines, whatever it may be. But to have that figured out early on in the process, am I changing the color of my home or the landscape here so that you really thought this all out? Because again, this isn't a temporary situation. This is a project that you want to last a lifetime out here, and to really check all those boxes as to how you're going to utilize the area out there. And I love talking about things like the kitchens, for example, where it just used to be you go out and you've got the grill out there, and it's not like that anymore. It doesn't have to be like that anyway. It certainly can be, but why not have it be a full-blown kitchen outside where everybody's gathering around as well? We've got bar stools on the back where friends are talking while you're grilling, or you're on the side burner or the griddle or maybe the smoker, and you've got the fridge for the beverages out there, the sink, everything that you had inside that you can really have in an outdoor kitchen as well. But again, just to your point, takes a ton of planning on the front end. It's so important to really work with the right person that's going to have all these things in mind, put the time into it, really talk it out, and have that be a big part of the planning process.
A lot of the projects I've done outside like that, all of a sudden you're looking at it going, wait a minute, I need 6 circuits out here of electrical. I'm doing a hot tub. I'm doing some ceiling heaters. I've got the refrigerator. I've got all the appliances that are now kitchen appliances almost going in out there. And then you've got all the different things from exterior lighting to fans to all these different things. It can be like an addition when if you're not careful, if you're building that luxury space. So that planning is key. And then you bring in the natural gas and the water, and it can be a big project just to get the foundational stuff done before you get the shovel out.
For sure. You bring up something like outdoor lighting. And once again, I have a story that I always tell and love to speak with our clients about, and because it really hits home for me. And I think it really does for a lot of people that I speak with. When I put my project in, I did not consider lighting at the time, originally, way back in the day when I put it in originally. Mm-hmm. And I just kept seeing all these projects that we were installing that have this amazing outdoor lighting and what it can do for a project. And I went back in afterward and I added lighting down the road. And was I able to do that? Yes. One of the beauties of pavers, for example, in a project like ours is you can add to it, make adjustments to it in some ways over time, like I was able to with lighting. But I'll tell you, Eric, after I did that, the impact the lighting had on the project was so tremendous for me. And not only when I was out there, but now I'm even inside just looking out and, oh man, how cool does that look with something like lighting? So yes, I learned the hard way in my situation. And I like to tell people, let's think about everything on the front end, including something like lighting.
Lighting is pretty easy these days, especially because with LEDs and stuff, they use so much less power. It is so easy to pre-wire for lighting out there when you're doing the project. The wire is not that expensive. It's all in the fixtures. So if you know where that is and you've got it marked out, you could pre-wire that out there. And then as phase two, put the lighting in. But at least you've got that route and it's out there and where it's going to be anyway. Even if you're going to knock this out in sections, if you plan for it, it just saves you money, saves you time. The last thing anybody likes doing is driving equipment across a brand new lawn.
You're hitting the nail on the head. Such a simple thing to do with proper planning on the front end. Something like the wires, absolutely. Let's run those where necessary. Be able to have points that we can build off from there. But hey, if the lighting's not the time right now, pretty confident you're going to find it to be time for down the road. So let's prepare for it.
Yeah, it's definitely a must-have outside because it just changes the entire feel of everything where people just go, you could not have changed anything. Had your house that way for 2 years, you put the lighting in, people go, in the evening, go, what did you do to your backyard?
What did you do?
Just lighting.
We'll set up a demo, for example, and set it up around. People come out and they look at and they're blown away about how it's transformed their property. And then we'll turn it off just to show them the impact. They're like, no, turn it back on. It looks so good. And that's really the impact that it makes.
Yeah, and they're so much more reliable too. And guys, I'm not talking about going to your home center and grabbing the $99 kit off the shelf. I'm talking about go to your lighting store and get the stuff that you could put out there and get a decade out of with it weathering and looking like it's brand new versus the stuff that you throw out there. And please don't go buy the solar lights at the big box store because you're going to throw them away next year. It's not green. Sorry.
Could not agree with you more. We're talking about quality in a lot of ways here. And it pays to have a good quality product out there, especially when it comes to lighting, again, exposed to all those elements.
We'll be right back. We'll continue this conversation with Aaron Brundledge from System Pavers just as soon as Around the House returns.
Hey, this is Ron Keel, the metal cowboy from Keel, the Ron Keel Band and Steeler. We are rocking Around the House with Eric G. Raise your
fist! Welcome back to Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement, where we can help you with your design, DIY, or construction project, help you get the right information where you can do it right the first time. To find out more about this show, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. And if you need help with that next project, give us a ring over at 833-239-4144. That number again is 833-239-4144. Now let's get back to our conversation with Aaron Brundledge from System Pavers. Yeah, and they're so much more reliable too. And guys, I'm not talking about going to your home center and grabbing the $99 kit off the shelf. I'm talking about go to your lighting store and get the stuff that you could put out there and get a decade out of with it weathering and looking like it's brand new versus the stuff that you throw out there. And please don't go buy the solar lights at the big box store because you're going to throw them away next year. It's not green. Sorry.
Could not agree with you more. We're talking about quality in a lot of ways here. And it pays to have a good quality product out there, especially when it comes to lighting, again, exposed to all those elements. Get the right product out there that can have such a positive impact.
Yeah, if it's not in the budget this year, wait till next year. Do it right, because all you're going to do is throw it away. And I promise you, it's not going to be cheaper next year.
Such good advice.
That's just how it goes. You guys build a lot of stuff outside as well. It's not only pavers and stuff, but you jump into like gazebos and all the different stuff outside.
Yeah, we sure do. I'll tell you, one of my favorite things that we're seeing a lot of now is, of course, not just fire pits, but fireplaces. Above that fireplace, outdoor television. Again, people, it's outdoor living. They're spending more time out there. They've got some couches around the fireplace. They're watching a game up on the TV above the fireplace. What a cool place to gather. Another one is pergolas. You talk about gazebos and pergolas, and the pergola situation is amazing right now. There's some very cool products that are out there. It's not just your typical wood pergola, which is great. Don't get me wrong. And that can be a perfect focal point for a lot of projects and a great place for people to gather under. But also these days, there are what are called louvered pergolas. And I don't know if a lot of people have seen these, but I was blown away the first time I saw one of these, and what a great addition to a project, especially if you're in an area that's extremely sunny or maybe tends to be more rainy. The ability with a louvered pergola to have those slats be open when you want to let more light in, maybe it's a half shut situation and shade it up a bit, or hey, weather's moved in or that sun is just way too bright, you close them all the way. You've literally created another room in the outside of your home. So the pergolas are amazing right now.
Yeah, those louvered ones are super trick. I saw one for the first time a few years ago at one of the shows, and then they're just popping up everywhere now. But depending, it's so regional, right? So like in Florida or California, you're just trying to get that hot beating sun off you. But in more of the northern states, you're trying to keep the rain, the drizzle, the weather off of you. It's really just depending on what you're trying to do. And some of the metal ones out there are just stunningly gorgeous because they're so simple and clean because they're built out of metal.
Totally. Absolutely. So durable, super sleek, super beautiful. And again, it's about picking what's going to complement the rest of the project so well also, isn't it? So we want to, again, with maybe that old world feel, will somebody wanted more of that tumbled paver, for example? Maybe that is a more traditional wooden pergola and how those marry together so well. And again, if we're maybe looking for that sleek, more modern feel, you get that modern feel of a metal pergola. And again, the louvers, a lot of different options there. It's about really tying it all together and making sure it's going to be the perfect match.
But then again, you want to plan the pergola before you do the pavers. So if you're going to bolt it down into concrete, the last thing you're going to do is bolt it down to a paver. That ain't going to solve anything for you. So you got to plan these things out, right? You want to get the footing down there for the pergola so you can do the pavers around it.
Another perfect example. So the importance of planning, and you said it great yourself. Maybe something's not in the budget right now, but it's something you think you may want for down the road. There are so many different ways to prepare for that for down the road. And you said it yourself, putting some caissons in, marking where those are so that you can still enjoy the patio, enjoy everything you want to do now. Maybe it's a year or two down the road where it's time to add that pergola. You pop those out, are able to have access to the caissons, do what's necessary, and you're off to the races with a proper installation where you didn't just piecemeal it here at the end.
Yeah, it's so brutal when I see it. And it's, oh, that beautiful work's getting torn out. All that hard work. And then half the time when it's a DIY project, you can never get it back as good as you did before. So you're trying to get things together and you can see the, maybe you couldn't get it packed right. You couldn't get it in there just right. You didn't get things lined up just perfectly. It's good just to be able to plan it out or even better, plan it out and bring the pros in to handle it for you when it's a little bit bigger. Because, you know, sometimes people just don't have the time to tackle the project themselves. They know it. They go, oh, man, I'm not going to spend the next 4 weekends out on my hands and knees in my backyard. I'd rather be out on the lake with my friends.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things that I was mentioning earlier. Not only can it be absolutely backbreaking work, but it's super time consuming as well. So to have a professional who is dialed in, who's been doing this for so long, knows the process. Again, I talked about the process of planning and preparing for the project. But then again, that process of the installation, there is a right way to do it. And it needs to be done every aspect of that project. And it's super time consuming. But so to have a professional come in and do it can shave a lot of that time off, but certainly allow a homeowner to go out and play that golf, get out on the lake, like you said, and then be ready to come back and enjoy a project that's been professionally installed, backed by a wonderful warranty, and ready to enjoy it and last a lifetime.
Absolutely. So how do people start projects with you guys? I know everybody's a little bit different, but right now we're cruising into spring and people are like, all right, this is the year we're going to do it. We got to have that space. We got a family reunion coming up in August. There's always these things that push people to that edge, or my kid's wedding's coming up. What's the best way to start the process right
now? Yeah, right now there's a few different ways, and just reaching out to us is the first. So systempavers.com, for example, one of the ways on our website, just coming and checking out everything we do. We can set appointments right through our site, contact us to set up a consultation, but having us out to your home and coming out to the home to be able to really, like I said, get an idea of what you're looking to do, really do that comprehensive design process is so important. And then getting on the schedule, having us come out and get this project installed. Fortunately, we are able to, because of us just being such a well-oiled machine, for example, we're able to come out and get your project completed in a timely fashion, in a very professional manner. We're all about that very comprehensive design process, but also that very high quality and durable installation process. And so it's a matter of reaching out to us. What's so cool these days too is we can be found not just on our website, but a lot of the social media sites. So everybody today is on Pinterest, for example, or checking things out.
A dream.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Without a doubt on YouTube. And you can check out a lot of our transformations, befores and afters, and just get a lot of different ideas for even before we come out to your home and see projects that we've already completed. And I'll tell you what, if you weren't already excited about an upcoming project, check out some befores and afters and complete transformations. And it is just, it puts you over the edge in excitement.
And that's the easy way to have the best backyard in the neighborhood right there. And you can wow your friends and, quite frankly, just have your outdoor place of solitude you can go enjoy when you just want to get away.
Without a doubt, it's a cup of coffee in the morning, just relaxing. It transfers into that, the whole neighborhood gathering place in the evening.
No question. So a couple other things I wanted to ask you. What have we not talked about today? Because, I mean, you guys have so many facets of your stuff. And I also do want to ask you as well as a second part of that question, where are you guys located across the country? Because I know you have a lot of different markets you're in.
Yeah, we really do. As far as locations are concerned, we're throughout Texas. We are in Greater Phoenix area, Las Vegas area, Greater Denver area, all up and down California. We are in Oregon, in the Lake Oswego, Portland area. We are in Washington, in the Greater Seattle area. So we're really all over the place. A lot of different options that we service, a lot of different people that we can service. It's not just a one location somewhere, which is great. We can accommodate so many people in so many different areas. And I think you also asked, what else maybe haven't we talked about today? Again, I think the importance of just emphasizing the process and working with a very established contractor, established organization that has been doing something for a long time.
You've been listening to our interview with Aaron Brundledge from System Pavers. Around the House, we'll be right back after these important messages. Don't go anywhere. Show the next generation of home improvement. We can help you with your design, DIY, or construction project, help you get the right information where you can do it right the first time. To find out more about this show, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. And if you need help with that next project, give us a ring over at 833-239-4144. That number again is 833-239-4144. Now let's get back to our conversation with Aaron Brundledge from System Pavers.
The whole design process, that installation process, the follow-up from it, warranties to back it all up. I think all of these things are important. I think all of that is very important. Can't just have one or two of those. You really need the whole thing. I think if you want to assure yourself that additional peace of mind that comes with all, that's what you're looking for.
Man, no question. And no shade thrown on any of the landscapers out there, but I've seen so many people out there hire their landscape company to, hey, while you're out there, give me a number on the patio real quick or the front driveway or something like that. And I go driving by going, oh, that's not going well. Because I can see a guy there with the jackhammer pulling out the concrete. And as the one guy's hauling it off, there's another guy on that same gravel just throwing blocks down on the ground. And I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, and you're just holding your breath for that situation, aren't you? Oh, boy, how's this going to turn out? And you know what? Conversely, we specialize in what we specialize in. And we're not the landscaper, for example. These guys are creating unbelievable landscapes out there. Absolutely beautiful to complement what we do. We focus in our lane, and we're always focused on being the best and the experts in our lane. But you're right. Finding that person who's dedicated to their craft, I think, is important as well.
It is. Aaron Brundledge, thanks for coming on today. Where do people find you again? Let's send them to the website.
Yes, please. Systempavers.com. Check us out. I would love to come out and meet with you and learn about your dreams and vision and bring it to a reality.
Thanks for coming on today, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it.
Man, there's a ton of great information in there, as well as if you're a contractor, homeowner, even a DIYer, or if you're just kind of hired to have it done. There's a lot of great tips inside all that last discussion we had right there. So special thanks to System Pavers for coming on the show. Now, since it's our belated birthday, I figured why not give a little history lesson of what Around the House has started out as since it's our 36th birthday week. Yeah, we have been around for 36 years. Now, have I been on this show for 36 years? No, we're creeping up on a decade. But I am the fourth host of Around the House show. And we're based in Portland, Oregon. It was started here in Portland, Oregon, 36 years ago. And I took the show over about 8.5 years ago from handyman Bob Strong, who was for almost a decade the host there of Around the House show. And then I came over, and it was Around the House then with handyman Bob. And then I came on as the co-host as Around the House with handyman Bob and Eric G. In my background, just so you know this, I have over 30 years in the design and construction of residential structures. So my background is actually as a certified kitchen designer. I was actually in 1999, I got my certification as a certified kitchen designer from the National Kitchen and Bath Association. In the 8 years before that, I spent the time designing kitchens and bathrooms and everything interior. Now, I grew up with my father who was, he's classified stuff. So we'll just say he worked in the nuclear industry and we'll just leave it at that. But what he did was he worked with me every weekend. We were working on cars, working on DIY projects, working on home improvement. And I have to give a lot of credit to my friends over at This Old House, because I would not probably be doing this today if it wasn't for that first season, which is technically the second season because it aired nationally during its second season. But I got involved watching This Old House as a little kid, and my dad saw that. And back before the internet, back before that stuff, he actually got a hold of the station there, that the TV station where it was broadcast from, and turned around, ordered the plans for the house, and they sent them out and had them delivered, and I got them in the mail. And I could follow on the project with the blueprints, which was super cool to do at that young age. And I think that really got me going with home improvement. And I got to give my dad credit for that. I took wood shop in high school. I took welding. I took auto body, became a certified welder there for a little bit. And at a high school, didn't really use it because I was working on hot rods and doing stuff. And then I got into home improvement stuff, working at old hardware stores and designing kitchens. And that's what really got me going in this field. So as through my career, I worked for Home Depot for 366 days back in the 90s when they were opening up stores in the Pacific Northwest. I was going around and helping them open up kitchen departments in the stores. And so I worked on a number of store setups and getting people trained and really training kitchen designers to do that. And then from there, I spent a lot of time up in the Seattle area. I spent a ton of time up there working around for design companies, custom cabinet shops, builders, remodelers, all of that. Did a lot of great design projects. I did the cabinetry for a big high-rise in Bellevue, Washington called Lincoln Square, which was my biggest one. I got to work with some amazing celebrities up there doing very high-end luxury stuff as far as design, where this was, computers just weren't that great back then. So we would draw things out by hand and have to do that. And it was just a lot of fun doing those projects. Got to meet some crazy cool celebrities up there. I'm not going to drop names, but they're just A-listers today even. And some of them are even Grammy Award winners. So we had a great time up there. And then for a while there, I was actually going around helping contractors, kitchen and bath companies try to turn their businesses around. So I would get hired on seemingly right before they were getting ready to go out of business. And then I would go in, and my challenge was to go in there like bar rescue and go in there and see if I could get it turned around without the drama. And there was one thing I learned doing that for about 6 or 7 years. And some of the times that these issues that they had were definite problems, but most of them were situational to the owner. Now, there's an exception. My buddy Dave, he ended up getting caught in that 2008 crush, and it took down all of his businesses at the same time, which that happens when you own mall stores back then, and that's just what happens. But everybody else that I was working with during the time, we ended up really going through, getting it turned back around, and as soon as I left, many of these people, like on Bar Rescue, they turned around and struggled the same way. And most of those ended up going out of business after I left. So it's unfortunate, but those same old business habits died hard after I left. And there was one that was a really cool company in Tacoma, Washington, that me and a bunch of friends got turned around, got a profitable, got them paid off, got them back in the black. Everything was looking good. And then all that work we did that we developed the business plan for, it was a 6-inch binder of a hard work and sweat. He basically tossed it in the trash can and went, all right, we can get back to normal now that we got our bills paid off and everything else. And I bailed out of there shortly. And I tell you what, 18 months later, I was watching the auction online, which was pretty sad to see, but that's just what happened. So really all of that experience has led me up into doing this today. I've been construction experts in court cases where they brought me in as witnesses and experts. And of course, I've worked in lots of different fields, including foundation repair, remodeling, new construction, all of that. So there was a lot of great things that we did over the years, and I've had a lot of fun. Now I do media full time, and my wife and I are empty nesters here. So we've got the house that we're constantly working on. During the week, I am actually doing my television show, which is Around the House Northwest over on Gray Television that airs in Portland. And of course, you can find out those videos. I think we've got about 360 videos up on YouTube, and you can find those over at Around the House online because we've basically built those individual. The show airs, there's 6 or 7 segments per show in that, but it airs up and we try to do our best with what we can in getting you the best content out there and as honest and factual as we can. So we're testing new products on Amazon. Sometimes we get really cheesy ones. It's a 20 sander like we did a week or two ago. Sometimes we'll find something a little bit nicer and take a look at it. And recently I've got some new products we're going to be doing from the National Hardware Show, some of them being award winners that we'll be talking about here in upcoming episodes of great new products to make life so much easier. So these are all things. And then just tackling projects, trying to get maintenance, repair, remodeling, and even design into a TV show 52 weeks a year can be a pretty amazing pull, but it's a lot of fun. And I tell you what, there are a lot more years of Around the House Show coming up, and we've got some great new surprises coming up too with some new content and even bigger and better guests. So stay tuned for that. We've got a lot going on. I am running out of time here. It is time to go. We have run through this hour of radio and podcast. So I want to thank everybody for the last 36 years and hopefully another 36 more. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. We'll see you next week.
Anyway, I'll be on the mean. Life is a love song. Let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand. I know where to go.
Caroline Bozowski, America's Healthy Home Expert, back in the house, and I hear you have a Healthy Home Summit coming up.
It's Caroline B. back with Eric G. Yes, we've got the My Healthy Home Summit, April 22nd through the 28th, Earth Week.
That is awesome. And what's the cost?
Free. It's completely free.
What?
Learn about your house, get all the information you need to make sure that your home is healthy and safe from all the best building professionals, educational experts, and Eric G's favorite, technology.
Woohoo! I love it. Where do they find out more information?
My Healthy Home Summit, and you'll get all the information you need.
For more information, click on the link below or find it in the show notes for your free offer. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.